Josh, what type of challenge do you guys have ahead of you with a player like McDavid coming into town?
Yeah, I mean, all through Edmonton's lineup, they play fast. They have a really good transition game. So, and then obviously when you're playing against some of the guys at the top, like Connor, I mean, he's, you know, probably the best player in the world. So that's always a tough challenge, and he can absolutely fly. So a lot of the same things as we went into last game. I think we need to, you know, focus on what we're doing, manage the puck at the blue lines a little bit better than we did last game, and not kind of feed into their transition game. But, yeah, it's always exciting games whenever you play Edmonton.
Is that a plus to have a high-tempo game like you guys did against Carolina coming in now to this one?
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously Carolina plays really fast, and they've got a lot of quick players up front, same as Edmonton does. So, you know, maybe that helps a little bit. But at the same time, again, we're, you know, looking at our video from that game and figuring out some things that we can do a little bit better. There was some areas that we did actually play well in that game, but some things that we can just manage pucks a little bit better, and that'll be huge again in a game like tonight.
You had a day to kind of look back on it as well yesterday, but what was it like for you on the power play with that group, and how do you think the kind of first chance at it really went?
Yeah, I mean, obviously you don't want to get that opportunity by somebody else getting injured or not being able to play, but it's always, when you're called upon, it's exciting, and it's something that you really try and make the most of and try and relish as a player. I thought, you know, we only had the two chances and kind of came early in the game and then late in the game, but, you know, we were able to it wasn't the prettiest power play, but we were able to get a goal off it, and that's always huge. So, yeah, it was something that, you know, it's a big privilege to get on the power play, especially with that unit, so just try to do my best and have fun with it too.
Explosiveness and his ability to kind of change gears.
There's a lot of challenges, obviously, when you're playing against Connor. You know, played with him and against him now for a long time, and you know, you think you're in the right spot with him, and then all of a sudden he's got another gear, and he probably has another gear after that. So I think you have to really manage sort of your body position and know where he is and try not to get caught flat-footed. But again, when you're playing against him, you know, he's got the ability to do some pretty special things. So if we can manage pucks, especially, and not feed into their transition game, where they can really be dangerous, and that's where he really can make you look pretty silly. So hopefully we can manage pucks in those areas and try the best to, you know, match your speed and not get caught flat-footed, but it's a tough task.